Welcome to Dairy Intelligent, a podcast by VES Artex. Together, we will meet dairy industry intellects and passionate dairy producers to discuss all things cows and connected technologies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of VES Artex's podcast, Dairy Intelligent. We're very excited to be joined today by Dennis Spurlock of Western Cow Comfort. So today we're going to discuss an important task on the farm, but one that is often neglected, dairy barn fan maintenance. And Dennis is a true maintenance guru and keeps many ventilation systems on dairies in the Central Valley of California in tip-top shape. So thank you so much for being with us today, Dennis. Let's start by having you introduce yourself and giving us some of your background.
Annie, thank you. I'm Dennis Spurlock. We've been in business here with Western Cow Comfort probably since 2006. We saw a need for some of these facilities to increase their cow comfort issues they had, not only for production, but, you know, we have a little bit of eyeballs on us from around California all the time, as dairy producers have nationwide, but a little more extreme here. We're in the second largest dairy county in the U.S. The top five of the dairy counties in the nation are within 100-mile radius of our facility. So we deal with a lot of cows, a lot of dairy, a lot of big dairies. I've been working with the dairymen myself for about 30 years. And we really started to highlight the cow comfort part in 04, 05, and then decided Western Cow Comfort was something we wanted to go whole hog in 2006. Myself and my employees really take all this to heart. And any of us are out on site, we try our best to inform the dairyman of things he's missing or things we could help him do better. So, but that's kind of where we all started.
Absolutely. And having so many cows around you, I think that's a great place to start. So I'd like to talk a bit about how you saw a need for proper fan maintenance programs in your area. And you really took that idea and ran with it. So how and why did you start focusing on maintenance?
It's kind of funny. It all started, you know, we hit it all just right. People started to realize that ventilation was very important on these dairies. And we were looking for a non-typical fan, something different. And I had looked at VES a little bit. And the louvered fan, I liked the idea of it with the ECB fans because you're able to put them right over the top of the cows without a lot of interference inside the barn. So once we did that, we were very successful in installing a lot of these. And then after a while you go by and you look and there may be a broken belt or something's not running or the fans are filthy. And one day in my office here, the bank requires that I have an IT person come in once a year. So every 3 months I just pay a contract and we send them a check and they come in and take care of all our IT issues. And it kind of hit me in the face that, you know, we should be doing the same thing for these ventilation systems in these dairies. Because typically a dairyman have so many things they have to deal with every day. And maintenance is sometimes gets put on the back burner. So we started going in, washing fans, changing belts, doing whatever, because, you know, it does cost the facility if these things aren't working. So, and we did it with a program at first and try to do a yearly fee, and it just works better if we go out there, because once usually we get on site, we're doing 20 other things while we're there. They've got us there, we're a captive audience, they utilize it. So, you know, we have customers that regularly just call us and we're in there, not only for preventative maintenance, but for any repairs or anything that has to be done or things aren't running, they just pick up the phone, call us, we're there.
Well, so what are some of those potential consequences of neglecting the ventilation system maintenance, both in terms of cow health and overall productivity?
California, typically in the middle of summer, I was looking the other day, we had, I think 8 days in July last year that were 106 degrees. You know, our humidity levels aren't too bad, but the heat is it could be, it wears down not only cows, but people. So what I try to educate, especially my employees, to realize is you have a fan every 60 feet over a head-to-head section of cows. You know, if that one fan's not running and those cows drop, say, 20% in production, you have the potential of the dairyman losing $150 to $200 a day just that fan not running. And that's the last thing we want. Not to mention what, you know, conception rates or anything else with the cows that, we're trying to improve. You know, so we're the ones that talked him into doing this. He knows he needed it. There's a reason why he came to us. So we need to strive and do the best we can to make sure it works, because, you know, if these things go down, productivity and conceptions just, in a 106 degree day, it can fall extremely fast. And believe me, when they do shut down on those hot days like that, the phone rings off the hook. The more customers we get, the more problems you're going to have. It's all machinery. It's all built by human beings. You can't take all the mistakes out of it. So it really can affect the dairy, especially if they've seen the difference. If they've gone, say, from 65 to 75 pounds of milk without fans, we put fans in, now they're approaching that 100-pound mark. You know, they have to be at that level anymore, because the margins are so tight for these dairymen. And if all of a sudden our equipment on site is responsible for them not making that difference, then we got to make sure that we're on top of it, and we can get the dairymen and the dairy and the cows back to the level they need to be.
So interesting, because on dairy farms, it seems like, you know, a proper maintenance routine for, let's say, the farm machinery, the tractors, skid loaders, and I mean, even in any sort of parlor is top of mind, and something that's so important and critical, like a ventilation system, just seems to not be there. But it's great to know that you have definitely seen the need, and you're educating a lot of the dairymen in the Central Valley of California. So can you walk us through the typical maintenance checklist for both belt-driven and direct-drive fans?
Usually one of the first things we like to go in and do is clean them. And our cleaning program involves washing fans. So we've got pressure washers on trailers. We roll right in there, wash the fans. They look brand new when we're done. I mean, guys, I think some dairymen are happier on the appearance of it more than the functionality of it. But I have seen some studies. I know Joel Harner did some from K-State, and a few other people have done it, to where once those fans are dirty, they're 30 to 50% less efficient. So, you know, if you're going to spend all that money for the electricity, you might as well utilize all the air you can. You know, if you've got a broken belt or anything like that, that motor's still spinning, and you're spending the money to buy the power. So you might as well be using it for what the intended use was for. So we'll go through, usually wash them. The guys like to wash them first so they don't get all dirty working on the fan. And then a lot of dairymen, every 2 years, it's a belt-driven fan. It's just routine. We change the belts. It's just cut them off and change them. Don't even look at them. See if they need changed. That kind of stuff is reasonably priced enough now that we just change them. We don't even think twice about it. You know, as I was saying previously, if that fan goes down, it's pretty easy to justify just changing the belt now and getting it done. Direct drive fans, it's not as bad because you don't have the belt. So basically just cleaning is really what we try to do. Make sure there's no loose bolts, anything like that. Then if there's any grease fittings or anything on the fan, some have them, some don't. We try to go in and grease them in the spring. And I recommend if the dairy doesn't do it, we do it and we go back in maybe in the fall, you know, or late summer. I mean, we really, our summer here starts in April and we can have 100 degree days in October. So, you know, it's a real long string. So we may be in September, October, you know, just touching things up and getting everything ready for winter.
So these are obviously services that you're providing to your customers, but there's a dairyman who wants to perform these routine maintenance themselves. How often, ideally, should they be performing these maintenance tasks? And what are some key factors that might influence the frequency of maintenance that you recommend?
The first thing should be just visual inspection. If you're driving through a barn and the fan's not running, you know you got to tackle it. That's the first thing they have to do. But I think if they want to do these maintenance programs themselves, just do what we do. You know, maybe every other year clean the fan. No longer than that. I mean, some guys try to do it every year. Parlors, maybe clean your fans once a year. You know, maybe just change the belts just like we do. Go through and visually inspect everything. Usually those maintenance crews are on those dairies every day, all day long. It's real easy for them if they've got a good maintenance person on staff, just to say visually look, and maybe in the afternoon when it's 100 degrees, they could drive through the fan, or drive through the barn, excuse me, and just see which fans aren't operating, or maybe a belt squeaking, or it could be an electrical issue, something with a VFD. Mark it down, get it fixed. That's the biggest thing. We try to, on our end, place ear tags on all these fans and number them. So then that way, if your maintenance people are driving through the barn, they can mark down the number of that number fan and know that fan needs to be fixed. They're not saying, okay, it's the third fan from the end of the barn on the south side and barn number two or whatever. Then you go out there and it's running. So you don't know if there's a problem with it. At that time, if you know there's an issue, you can shut it down, look at it, see where the problem is. And, you know, sometimes belts won't squeak until it gets later in the day and the fans are hotter, you know, and the herdsman may be out there and he may hear a squeaky belt. And then by the time the maintenance people get out there, it's not squeaking anymore. So, you know, if you can number those fans and know which ones need that service and that attention, that makes it a whole lot easier for everybody on staff.
No, absolutely. And it's definitely, I'm sure, going to take a little bit of trial and error. Like you said, different time, different day, people are listening. So we've talked a lot about fans, but what about maintenance steps should be taken for maybe soaking lines or high pressure fogging systems?
Soaking systems are fairly simple. You know, it's more a volume of water, so you don't have to worry about orifices or anything. The biggest thing with them is we start getting to the warmer times of the year, maybe get close to 70 degrees, just turn them on and do a visual inspection. Walk through them, see if there's any broken soaker tips that need to be replaced. If the biggest thing really in soaking systems, especially with some of these big barns we do out here, is making sure all the plungers and springs are intact inside the soaker, so you don't have water leaking out at the downhill side of the barn. And now you have no ballast in the pipe and it takes longer for the pipe to fill up when it's time to soak the cows. So those little visual inspections, going through doing routine maintenance. And it's going to be just like anything else with the fans. You're going to have to do that throughout the season. You know, you're going to have to just do visual inspections and mark things down and write it down and get your people to fix it. So fogging is a little more involved. We have a lot of people that we deal with here on the high pressure fogging. We just tackle the maintenance ourselves. I've had some of them tell us, no, we'll take care of it. And I say, no, you won't. We're going to have to do it. We recommend changing the oil throughout the summer on the pumps at least 3 times a year. Constantly changing filters. Water quality at different sites is different for everybody. We try to test the water at least once a year. Somebody could drill a new well or drop their pump deeper into the well, and they could totally and completely change the water quality that's going through this high pressure system. We try, take all the admitters out once a year before the season starts, put a new set in, put that set in some vinegar or something, and get all the water hardness off of it. But these high pressure fogging systems are very intricate. And there's been a lot of times in these dairies in California when I was younger, when, some of these guys wouldn't touch anything. They'd put it in new, and then they would just complain about how big a piece of junk it was, but they never maintained it. And a high pressure fogging system is very intricate, and it needs to be maintained. And, it's just something that on our end, yeah, you can have your guys do it, but there's 500 other things they have to do on that dairy. So just let us handle that. We'll take care of it.
That makes total sense. And I think, when as a dairy farmer, when you're investing your hard-earned money into these systems, you need to take care of them. If you're taking care of your systems, they're going to take care of you, like you said. You're going to be getting that payback, because once heat stress sets in and you're seeing that lost dollars in the bulk tank and in your reproduction, it's very costly. So I think this has been a really great start to our conversation. So I was wondering if you could share maybe some success stories or examples of dairy farms that you guys have had some routine maintenance programs on and seen some notable improvements in cow health and productivity as a result of being really diligent about maintenance.
A lot of the people we've had that have done it themselves or have us do it, it takes one little thing off their plate. Try to get it done. This time of year is perfect for it. Go in, it's, we may be 70 degrees tomorrow. It's warm enough to run the fans. So turn them on, see what's not working. And it really eases their mind knowing that tomorrow morning, or it may hit 85 degrees, the fans are going to be running. So with the importance of a lot of these ventilation systems now, and a lot of the situations we're putting these cows in, they gotta work. They can't shut down. So, we have people now. I was talking to a producer a couple days ago. He's milking 105 pounds consistently throughout the year with a conception rate of 51%. So he knows that he's got to have everything dialed in. And if you do it every day, every barn's the same, it's, they know that these systems have to function every day. So, not just from a production issue, but from a cow longevity issue, conception rate issue, a lameness issue, the less of those you have on the dairy, it's better for everybody. It's better for your cows, it's better for your health, it's better for everything. It just makes the whole facility run easier and smoother.
What advice would you give to dairy farmers who are looking to improve the efficiency and the effectiveness of their ventilation system with those maintenance routines?
Put it on the calendar. Just do it. I mean, and if you can't get it done, call us. We'll do it for you. I mean, it's got to be done. You can't put those kind of things off anymore. There was a time you could, but now, we're looking at the current situation with the milk price now nationwide, you have to be as efficient as possible. You've made the capital investment, you've hooked everything up, you've got it budgeted in what your power is going to cost you every year to run. So you need to make sure what you've budgeted in, you're going to utilize on the other end. So you really, just do the maintenance, just get it done. If there's no way, even if it's not us, if you have to bring in a third party to come in there and do fan maintenance for you, do it. Keep extra parts on hand. Keep all that stuff available so you don't have those downtimes. Because there's nothing more disruptive to a dairy than having to go in and repair stuff throughout the year. It's disruptive to your cows and your people and everything else. And when it's 105 degrees, like it can get out here sometimes, tempers get short. So, we need to make sure that that you're prepared to do your part as well as, you know, as us on our end, if you're having us handle it.
Absolutely. Helping yourself out helps your cows out before it's too late. So we're now at the end of our conversation, but before we go ahead and wrap up, Dennis, I've been asking everyone who's been on the Dairy Intelligent podcast this question. So I'd like to know what an animal-centered environment means to you.
Well, kind of when we started, I was talking about how life is in California and how many eyeballs are on animal agriculture already here, even though we're, you know, unfortunate enough to be in the biggest dairy area in the nation. An animal-centered environment is probably more important here than it is anywhere else. You know, the nice thing is everybody I work with, 100% of my customers are all families. And what a lot of people don't realize is these families care just as much about those animals as the general public does, if not more. And they're not, you know, there is always realities to animal agriculture that we can't get around. There's things that happen, but, you know, we really need to let the public know, you know, hey, you know how much this guy spent on fans putting in his barn? You know how much he spends every year keeping his cows cool? You know, yeah, there's a benefit on the production side, but he cares about those animals too. And, he, you know, their kids are eating dairy products. They want their kids to have the best thing they can get, you know, and the consumer should feel confident in knowing the strides that these California dairymen have taken to improve. And I've been dealing with these guys for 30 years, and the dairies I saw 30 years ago aren't even close to what we're seeing today and how much these guys have improved. You know, there's, like I said, they got to be efficient, and there's realities to every business. We have to do the same thing. But I think from a producer standpoint, they're the general public just like everybody else. You know, they've got to see those animals every day, and they've got to care about those animals every day. Nobody likes to see an animal in a bad situation. So, you know, the general public really has to understand how many hurdles these guys have overcome to be basically, I guess, center the entire dairy around the cow environment now. Not so much the farming, not so much procurement of feed. You know, there's always things you have to do as a business, but every single day they're concerned about what those cows are having to go through, just like anybody else that reads the newspaper or watches the news desk. You know, it's not like they're just people that don't care, they care. So, you know, the more we can help them with this animal-centered environment that everybody's really around now, the more the general public will be confident that the producers are producing a product that they're going to consume, and they're doing it in a humane way and being good stewardships of the lands.
Oh, really, really well said. So thank you again, Dennis, so much for your time and insights. Proper maintenance is crucial to keeping any piece of equipment running at full capacity. Field equipment is routinely maintained, and your ventilation system and fan should not be any different. When you're purchasing any piece of equipment, whether it's a tractor or a fan, it's an investment that needs to be properly taken care of. So thank you everyone so much for listening in, and we will see you in our next episode.
Thank you for joining us for another Dairy Intelligent episode. We hope you have found some suggestions to improve cow comfort on your farm, or simply just learn something new. If you have not already, please be sure to subscribe to our channel on your favorite podcast platform and let your friends know about us. We would love to have them listen and learn.